Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you have had a great week and that you are looking forward to a fantastic weekend. This past Sunday, we were studying John chapter 14 together, and Jesus says something to us in that passage that is just truly incredible. Jesus tells his disciples and also us that he is the way and the truth in the life. And we talked more on Monday about how Jesus is the way and the truth. And today, what I'd like to spend just a couple minutes talking about with you is, what does it mean when Jesus says that he is the life? And that's obviously one of the themes that we've seen throughout the Gospel of John. And what I'd like you to consider this morning is what is your answer to the question, what is the life? And I know that we just said Jesus told us that he is the way and the truth and the life. And so if you've been paying attention and you were giving, you know, good Sunday school answers, you would say, well, Jesus is the life. You know, the guy on the podcast, he just told me that, and I heard that at church one time. But I'd like it to dig a little bit deeper than that and ask you to think about, you know, but really, though, when you look at how you spend, in particular, your money and your time, what are you pursuing? What are the things that you actually believe are going to bring you joy and happiness and peace and love? The things that we think of when we think of like, oh, this is the life. That's the life. What are you chasing? And what I want to take this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're listening, to just remind myself of, and also you of, is we are constantly pulled and encouraged to believe that things other than Jesus really are the life. Maybe it's work, maybe it's family, maybe it's success or power or money or other types of pleasure. We're constantly being enticed to chase these other things and to elevate these other things to greater prominence than Jesus. But Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those other things are going to be added to us. And the reason why is because Jesus, he is the life. There's actually nothing better than knowing and loving and following and obeying Jesus. That is the life. And I get that it's hard. It's hard to remember that on a day-to-day basis because, you know, you, just like me, we're going to have a lot of things come at us today, some of which are good, some of which are bad, but it's easy to get distracted from the main thing. But I just want to remind you this morning, Jesus, he is the main thing. He is the best thing. He is the life. And so what have you been chasing? What have you been spending your time and money pursuing? And maybe those things or that one thing has taken precedence in your heart and in your time and in your money over your relationship with God's Son, Jesus. And whatever those things may be, maybe today's the day that you have those things revealed to you as we pray here in just a moment, and that you repent and you tell God that you're sorry, you thank God for the forgiveness you have in Jesus, and you begin to again prioritize Jesus, who is the life, more than any of those other things. And so let's take a moment and let's pray and let's ask God to help us. Let's ask God to help us to pursue and love and obey Jesus and to value him more than anything else in the world, no matter how good that other thing or those other things might be. Let's ask the Lord to help us to see him as he truly is, which is the most glorious, the best, the loveliest, and the one who is most worthy of our time, our money, our attention, our energy. Everything we have today, Jesus is worth the most. So let's take a moment and pray and ask God to help us in that. Let's pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have a great weekend, and we hope to see you at one of our four campuses on Sunday, Mount Vernon, Lewis Center, Delaware, or Westerville. Have a great weekend. God bless.